and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Greg Williams. And today, we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We're going to be concluding chapter 6 pretty soon. We'll be moving on to another book in the New Testament. But today, we're in verses 11 through 15 in chapter 6. See with what large letters I am writing to you in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good appearance in the flesh who are trying to compel you to have yourselves circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those having themselves circumcised observe the law themselves. They only want you to be circumcised so that they may boast of your flesh. But may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither does circumcision mean anything, nor does uncircumcision, but only a new creation. Happy Ash Wednesday. Oh, what a glorious day to stop and recognize your faults or failings and seek to have order and not be dismayed. Boast not of the world, but of your baptism that cleanses your sins away, remembering to pray daily as the forgiveness you seek each and every day. Repent and believe in the gospel, for it was ashes you come and ashes you will return, realizing now you never have to be afraid. Today we begin Lent, remembering the time Jesus spent 40 days in the desert, preparing his ministry to live, called by the Father as we are to overcome the sins of flesh, as we give all things to him first, preparing for Easter and his resurrection, where we celebrate as the reason to consume his body and blood, nourished in redemption. These next 40 days will allow us to reflect on the mystery of Christ, surrounding ourselves in surrender, everything to him, seeking more charity and sharing more grace to enlighten others of life eternal in Christ. Amen. Please pray with me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. I continue to pray for my children aloud, especially my two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that have asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Galatians 6. We're in verses 11 through 15 this morning. It is a two-stanza poem. It's titled, Christ's Cross Persecuted, Straight from Hell. Hand own large letters written, flesh appearance good you compel, yourselves circumcised, no longer smitten, Christ's cross persecuted, straight from hell. Flesh boaster, circumcision wanted beyond the law, Christ Jesus, our Lord's cross, my boast forever. Never smitten to the world, me crucified I saw, circumcision or uncircumcision, meaning never a call. Creation new begins without the world, my stall. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 2nd, 2022. Recording this morning at 11:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We will be closing today at the 6:03 mark as called for each day. Lord, we're praying for our good friends John and Maria as we do often. And kicking up some sand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Some ashes on our forehead and a cross. In the name of Jesus, we close. Thank you, Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Amen.